I am here with Sarah Hendricks, and she is a BYU Idaho alumna who is now an elite Department of State English Language Fellow. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well today. I have one more week of my assignment here in Mexico, so I'm super crazy busy trying to finish everything up, but other than that, I'm great.
And you're in San Jose, Chiapas, in the state of Puebla, is that right?
Yeah, it's a really tiny little town, and it's like 3 hours away from Mexico City, so we're kind of in the heart of Mexico. And this university is in a really little town, and it's kind of for the rural students who might otherwise not have the opportunity to go to university. So they can go to this. It's a really nice university out kind of in the middle of nowhere for the rural students.
Yeah, I've been to Puebla a few times because I have my grandpa's from there, and it's beautiful. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And what exactly is an Elite Department of State English Language Fellow?
Okay, so what it is they organize English language programs in the developing world. So, you know, there's English language fellows in, you know, in Mexico, in Rwanda, in Vietnam. We go to nations that are developing, and we help teach them English, but also teach them about, you know, U.S. government and the ideals of democracy and so forth. And our focus is not so much teaching students, but teaching teachers so that we can have a bigger impact, you know, in the country. And I think there's like maybe 600 English language fellows. Don't quote that as fact. Yeah. But in Mexico, there are 5 English language fellows. And I'm not quite sure how many there are all over the world, but I think I remember that there's like 600-ish.
Oh, wow. And how did you get interested in doing this?
Well, it actually happened a long, long time ago. You know, I was getting my master's degree, and somebody said something about, oh, we're going to be an English language fellow. And they told me a little bit about it, and I thought, oh, that sounds great. But then it kind of went on the back burner. And then me and my husband, we met at college and got married. And then we moved to Japan together to be English teachers. And we were in Japan for like 6 years, and I kind of felt like it was time to move on somewhere else, you know. And that's when this English Language Fellows program like popped into my mind. And it's, you have to be really adventurous because you don't get to pick where you're going. You apply for the program, and it's super rigorous, and you have to have like references, writing essays about you and all this stuff. It's really hard. It's really a pain to apply to, but I did it. And I said during one of the first interviews, I said, you know, my dream placement would be in Mexico. And the lady at that point kind of laughed at me and said, oh, everybody wants to go to Mexico. And, you know, we only have 5 fellows there. So 3 months. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'll go anywhere. And then, of course, they offered me a placement in Mexico, so I was very excited and accepted it right away. But, you know, they could offer you a place in, you know, in Kenya or in China or in Peru. You don't really have a lot of leeway over where they're going to want to put you. Of course, you can say no if you don't want to go. Yeah. But.
And had you been to Mexico before?
I had been to Mexico, but very stereotypical tourist trips. Okay. I went on my honeymoon to Puerto Vallarta, and I went with my family once to Cancun. We went to Playa del Carmen, right next to Cancun.
Yeah.
But I have always liked to study Spanish, and I always liked to speak Spanish. And I have, at the time, I had 2 kids, and I really wanted them to speak Spanish, too. So I was really hoping for a Spanish placement. Spanish-speaking placement. So I was very excited when they said Mexico.
No, and I mean, I think it's exciting to be traveling and being different cultures. And, you know, being in the last 2 years in Mexico, what were some of your favorite experiences that you have gotten from there and doing this program?
I think my favorite experiences has been like teaching the students, which I really like to do. I mean, I love to teach the teachers. I do a lot of workshops for teachers and I travel to conferences, but I really like to teach the students just because they're so like friendly and they're so giving and they're so excited to talk to me. And so, I mean, that's really great. And then the other thing too has just been like making friends with other people. Our kids go to school here, so we make friends with the other kids' parents, you know? And it's just everybody's super welcoming, and we, you know, every weekend we're going to somebody's birthday party or somebody's quinceañera or something. So we're really, people have really welcomed us into the community, and they don't mind when we speak Spanish with bad grammar, and they're just really friendly. I think that's the best part, is just making friends and getting to know people and having the chance to use Spanish every day.
Yeah, and like we said before, you're a BYU Idaho alumni, and you were an English major. And what have you used from BYU Idaho in, you know, after graduating from there?
Well, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I started at BYU Idaho. So I took a lot of classes and learned like a huge variety of things. And when I finished, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So when I graduated, I was trying to write a novel. And so I was focused on trying to write this novel, and I was being a server during the day. I moved down to Provo, pretty stereotypical activities. And then my friend moved to Korea to teach English in South Korea. And she said offhand one day, you know, you could come to South Korea too and teach English with your English degree. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe that would be cool. So I decided to move to South Korea to be an English teacher. And at the time, it was just kind of a whim, like something to do for an adventure. And then I realized I really liked it. And so then I decided to be an English teacher after that. But my degree in English is the thing that helped me get that first teaching job. And then I realized, oh, I want to focus on education, not just English.
Like we said before, you are leaving Mexico in a week or in 2 weeks? In a week?
Well, we're not leaving. I finish my job here in a week. Okay. And then we're going to take a little vacation time and visit Mexico a little bit. And then we're going back to the USA for the summer, for August, for, you know, July, the end of July and August. And then we're going to move to Japan, which is where we lived before. So we know how to get a job there, and it's, you know, a nice, safe lifestyle.
Yeah.
So we're going to move back to Japan when we're done here in Mexico, because the State Department, the English Language Fellows, they have a very strict 2-year limit.
Okay.
So I have done my 2 years, and so I can't extend it any more than that.
Well, no, that sounds exciting to continue on traveling and just, you know, creating new experiences.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I mean, sometimes it's really difficult because of all the paperwork, you know, visas for everybody and jobs and work visas. And that it's a real pain. It's a lot of work, and like renewing passports when you're abroad. And so that end of it is really difficult, but I really like being able to, you know, meet new people and speak new languages and my kids are growing up, and right now they can speak Spanish really well. And when we move back to Japan, I hope that they'll remember their Japanese and be able to pick it back up.
Yeah.
So I think we're really lucky to have that opportunity.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being able to call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.